DW.
At the highest point in the small town of Dogliani, the two-tone giant bench has a red iron frame and wooden planks painted turquoise to match the colour of the church dome. Raffaella, her husband, her sister and all four of their kids have just climbed up to sit side by side. And there's still plenty of space on the end for me to join them.
How many benches have you climbed on until now? How many colours have you been on?
Quella rossa, quella blu, quella d'oro, e questa.
The red one, the blue one, the purple, the yellow, the gold one. The kids say they've played on quite a few of the benches in the region. The giant benches are an unusual sight on some of the most picturesque hillsides of Piedmont. They're about five times higher and wider than normal size. The design is iconic park bench, horizontal wooden seat planks and an iron frame with an elegant curlicue between the front and back legs. But when you climb up to sit on one, with your legs dangling below you, the bench's outsized proportions make you feel like a small child again, able to perceive the world around with fresh delight.
The idea behind the Big Bench Community Project was to try and give something back to the communities. We pay attention to where they're put. We try to make sure that they're not aggressive contextually.
American-born Chris Bangle is the man behind the project. He moved to the tiny Piedmontese village of Clavesana in 2009, waving goodbye to a 17-year career as chief of design for BMW in Germany. Fed up with designing cars for the elite, he wanted to create something more inclusive and more in tune with nature. The following year, he and his wife began the project. The giant benches all offer spectacular views and, most importantly, they're freely accessible by the public. It's a simple idea which has been a resounding success with locals like Raffaella and her family.
If I have to define it, Chris has brought positive energy because he's taught us to love the place we live in and to see it through different eyes.
No profit and privately funded, one of the project's aims is to increase social interaction and economy-boosting tourism. And it's working. This village party for bench fans is full of enthusiastic supporters like Francesco. When he helped his new American neighbour Chris build the very first big red bench 6 years ago, he didn't realise what a huge impact it would have on the area.
Una grossa novità perché mai più avremmo pensato di vedere.
It's a great novelty. We'd never have imagined something new like this here. We are traditionalists to the bone, but the locals accept this well. And it brings loads of people here, so it's a good thing for everyone. A bit of youth in this village full of elderly folk.
Most locals of all ages feel the same way.
Sì, decisamente. C'è molto più via vai. C'è molta più gente, molte più facce nuove in giro, molto più.
Yes, I really like them. There's much more life here, more people, more new faces. I'm a grape grower, and I see people pass by my vineyard and they stop to say hello. They start by asking where the benches are, but that leads to a real interest in the place, which gives us great pleasure and satisfaction with what we do. It fills us with pride.
Noi coi bambini ci andiamo, ad esempio, no? Vengono degli amici, li portiamo.
We go with the kids. Friends come and we take them. If people ask us what's special about our area, we say, the benches. They make you dream. And it's true, you return to the feeling of being a child.
Although some locals are indifferent about the project, they agree the benches are good for business.
Io c'ho la trattoria. Vengono a mangiare.
I own the local trattoria, and people come to eat and have a coffee, so it's good for us. We live nearby, but we haven't ever been to see them.
Chris is taking me to the original big red bench, located just behind his home and studio next to a vineyard.
We are sitting on the very first bench here, way up above the most spectacular view. This was actually really hard for me to climb up on. I had to really yank my foot up. I'm quite small, so.
Hey, believe me, even if you're very tall, it's still a yank.
But this one has a wooden stump. Do they all have a stump like that to climb up?
Everybody does it differently. Sometimes it's a half a barrel. Sometimes it's nothing. You know, it's like, good luck. So if you're not gymnastic enough, forget it. Ciao. Ti lascio spazio? Okay, okay. We have visitors here. È un po' sporco, ma qui è pulito. Sei da solo?
Hello. Where are you from?
From Venice.
Are you doing a tour of the benches?
Yes. This is the second bench.
On a sunny weekend, Chris says they may get as many as 200 visitors in a single day. But the benches aren't only a tourist attraction.
The people in the local towns here all know these benches. They come here all the time. It's really cute when you find the young couples that come at night on a moonlit night. It's just gorgeous. This is another thing I think is kind of important about these benches, that it gives young people a place to go. Sometimes you just need a place to get away and talk. And I think the benches also offer that for them. One night I ran into a bunch of kids, young guys going down to the bench, armed with a whole bunch of six packs of beer. And just spontaneously I said, be careful and bring the bottles back, right? And they said, well, every time we go to the bench with our beer, we bring the bottles back. I said, every time? You mean like you do this a lot? And this is a really wonderful thing. The people take it very responsibly, and that's a nice thing. And I guess there's an identity with it. People, they want to have a bench because they want to belong to that community. It's probably one of the reasons why we get all these requests.
There are already benches in neighbouring regions, although so far they're all in northern Italy. One of the most popular of the 19 benches built so far is the big white bench in the village of Vezza d'Alba, about 40 kilometres from Clavesana. It sits next to a tower known as the Torrione, at the top of a steep hill overlooking the village. Three generations of locals are here enjoying a picnic on the bench and at the matching white picnic table behind it.
We got together to do something for our village, to attract people and stimulate trade and tourism.
Alessandro is a member of the Torrione Association, a group of local entrepreneurs and their friends.
It works really well. When you look up from the bottom of the hill, you'll always see someone sitting on it. Every moment of the day, morning, afternoon, evening, in every season. It's brought a lot of tourism and we're very pleased with it.
The Langhe area may soon be as famous for its giant benches as for its fine red wines. And perhaps their popularity will see a simple local project becoming national or even international. Danny Mitzman, DW, Piedmont.
DW,